Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that's going to be expanding the outreach of both this show as well as the Republic Broadcasting Network generally throughout the American South on conventional radio, even as we continue to work on other affiliates and work on our internet radio and get our archives back up to stream, as well as expanding our shortwave radio outreach. So that's the game plan, both for this show as well as for all the other shows on this network in coming days and coming weeks. And we're very, very positive about it. And just wanted to mention to you that my old friend Hesham Tilawi, who had me on his Current Issues television show the other night talking about Christian Zionism, is going to begin with the Republic Broadcasting Network this coming Saturday. That's going to be a regular feature. I'll mention the time at a later junction on the show, but Hesham is going to begin with us on this coming Saturday, the 3rd of March, and I think you will not be disappointed in terms of the quality of the guests that he brings to the fore, who speak about the Middle East and Zionism and the Palestinian issue and a whole host of things that you and I need to be aware of. So I consider Dr. Hesham Tilawi to be a very fine friend, a very fine person, and again, someone that I use as a resource for all kinds of things in the Middle East that are beyond my own competence and expertise. He is certainly a great guy, and you'll get a chance to hear him on a regular basis on Saturdays on this show, which I think is a major acquisition for you and for me, and also for the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a couple of guests coming on today at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, about an hour from now. I'm going to have Michael Schwartz on this show. Michael Schwartz is considered to be one of the leading experts in analyzing President Bush's so-called surge policy in Iraq. I found Michael Schwartz through Tom Englehart of TomDispatch.com, and Michael's going to come on this show again at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time. And then at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, going through the last hour of the show at 10 a.m., we're going to have Barrett Tillman. Barrett Tillman is the author of a new book entitled LeMay, as in General Curtis LeMay. Barrett Tillman has authored this book on the great Air Force general, the father of the Strategic Air Command, and the author of some of the most controversial policies General LeMay was in regard to strategic bombing as that was utilized during the Second World War. And as LeMay was an advocate of strategic bombing, of course, throughout his entire career, it involved all kinds of situations that found the general in great controversy. And, of course, he was George Wallace's running mate in 1968 on the American Independent Party ticket. A fascinating guy, General Curtis LeMay. And I think you will not be disappointed in Barrett Tillman's new book for Palgrove Macmillan entitled LeMay. That's a part of a series that is entitled The Great Generals Series. If I'm remembering this correctly, that series involves a book on Patton, a book on Eisenhower, and a book on MacArthur, a book on Ulysses S. Grant and Stonewall Jackson, and the other one is Curtis LeMay. What I don't know is if there are going to be any additional acquisitions to that Great General series, but those are at least the ones that are presently published, and this book on General Curtis LeMay is something that's a brand new release by Palgrove Macmillan. My father was acquainted with Curtis LeMay many years ago as an Air Force colonel, was involved in being an aide to General LeMay on just a couple of occasions at special conferences that involved the general and the U.S. Air Force in decades gone by. And so that will be an interesting personal aspect of this whole show as well. We'll be back to discuss some news items. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Michael Schwartz at 8 and Barrett Tillman at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we would like to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. And more about that and a series of other things going on at RBN in coming days. I'm really quite hopeful and quite happy to see that Hesham Talawi is going to be joining RBN as of this Saturday, the 3rd of March. Tonight, you can see his television show online. That's Current Issues TV, www.currentissues.tv. And he has sent me an update on who's going to be on that show tonight in the first hour. That is going to involve an ex-33rd degree Illuminati who is going to expose Freemasonry. The second hour of the show deals with Hesham's analysis on the war with Iran. That is tonight, Tuesday, looking at this whole thing, that is going to be a situation where it's actually happened last night. I'm sorry. I was looking at two different things here, looking at Central Standard Time and also looking at Universal Coordinated Time. But as far as tonight goes, I guess you can still see that thing at currentissues.tv by just going to the site. So it's not as though we can't recover it for you, because they archive these shows. But the first hour of that show deals with the next 33rd degree Illuminati who exposes Freemasonry. The second hour of the show deals with Hesham's analysis of the so-called war with Iran. And speaking of that, my old friend Bahman Nasri of spyweb.us, the so-called Golden Mask, his life story is being chronicled in a Hollywood movie that's going to be entitled The Golden Veil. He's been a guest on this show in past weeks, has been sending me news articles from around the world based upon what's happening with Iran. It certainly seems that we're going to be involved in that situation on a wider basis in the days ahead. Let's hope that I'm wrong. I've said that repeatedly on this show. There's nothing better than being proven wrong when you have predicted something that you personally don't want to see happen. That's a terrible thing that will involve the lives of thousands, even millions of people. You know, there's so many pundits in this business who want to be proven right on things, but it's always a pleasure when you see something happening in the world that you believe is going to be terrible, and you call it to people's attention, and you can say, boy, I hope I'm wrong about this. Let's hope that I'm wrong, and that some of the other pundits whose judgments I trust the most are also wrong in regard to what seems to be just around the corner with Iran. But as of right now, it certainly would appear that there's going to be some sort of American and or Israeli military action being taken against Tehran. And again, as we look at this whole circumstance, it certainly seems that the thing is burgeoning out of control in terms of all of the things that would happen internationally if that war were to take place, which I think will include, as I've mentioned before on this show, Asian banks dumping American debt instruments on the open market. I think would have a catastrophic effect on the dollar, as well as an upward surge, obviously, in oil prices to as much as $270 a barrel if the Strait of Hormuz were to be blocked. This is not to mention all of the political and military blowback that I think would occur in the Islamic world from Somalia to Indonesia. And then, of course, it would produce further instability, I'm convinced, for us here in the continental United States as well. This begs the question also as to what Russia and China might do in this situation. That's something that involves two of the real wild cards in regard to this whole business of neoconservative foreign policy in the Middle East generally and with Iran specifically, and what seems to be the rather naive expectation that Vladimir Putin and the regime in China would sit by and simply allow all this to happen without some sort of a counter move on their part. That seems to me to be absolutely absurd, but suffice it to say that this is something that the neocons apparently take for granted, that whatever is decided upon will not result in counter moves by a series of American opponents around the world. So let's keep an eye on that story. This whole business of Iran, I think, continues to be the lead concern in a whole series of dreadful concerns in the days that are ahead. And in just a second, I'm going to be mentioning or looking a little bit at Dr. Michael Chasadovsky's latest post on Iran entitled Theater Iran Near Term. Dr. Chasadovsky, of course, is an economics professor at the University of Ottawa in Canada. He has a website entitled Global Research, globalresearch.ca. And Dr. Michael Chasadovsky is the director of the Center for Research on Globalization. There's a lot of very good material at that website, which is why I had him on this show some days ago, and I hope to contact him again about a future appearance on this show, particularly as we seem to be moving closer and closer to this whole business of a preemptive conflict with Iran. Looking then at Dr. Chasadovsky's piece today, which has a byline from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, dated 21 February, Dr. Chasadovsky has revised the article as of 23 February, which is, 5 days ago, indicates that it is codenamed by military planners as Tirant, T-I-R-A-N-N-T, which stands for Theater Iran Near Term. Codenamed this, Tirant, this particular operation has identified several thousand targets inside Iran, as a part of a shock and awe blitzkrieg, which is now in its final planning stages. According to the Kuwait-based Arab Times, an attack on Iran under Tehran could occur at any time between late February and the end of April. That's right about now, folks, the beginning stage of this predicted phase. This assessment, however, does not take into account the disarray of U.S. ground forces in Iraq, as well as the untimely withdrawal of several thousand British troops from the Iraq war theater, many of whom are stationed in southern Iraq on the immediate border with Iran. Revealed last April by William Arkin, a former U.S. intelligence analyst writing in the Washington Post, Tehran was first established in May of 2003 following the invasion of Iraq. In quoting Arkin, in early 2003, even as U.S. forces were on the brink of war with Iraq, the Army had already begun conducting an analysis for a full-scale war with Iran. The analysis, called Tehran for Theater Iran Near Term, was coupled with a mock scenario for a Marine Corps invasion and a simulation of the Iranian missile force. U.S. and British planners conducted a Caspian Sea war game around the same time. And Bush directed the U.S. Strategic Command to draw up a global strike war plan for an attack against Iranian weapons of mass destruction. All of this will ultimately feed into a new war plan for, quote, major combat operations, unquote, against Iran that military sources confirm now exists in draft form. This contingency plan, entitled Con Plan 8022, would be activated in the eventuality of a second 9/11 on the presumption that Iran would be behind it. Under Tehran, Army and U.S. Central Command planners have been examining both near-term and out-year scenarios for war with Iran, including all aspects of a major combat operation for mobilization and deployment of forces through post-war stability operations after regime change, unquote. That's Dr. Michael Chosudowski quoting William Arkin, Washington Post, 16 April 2006. Dr. Chosudowski then continues, the 2003 decision to target Iran under Tehran should come as no surprise. It is a part of the broader military roadmap. Already during the Clinton administration, U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, had formulated in 1995 war theater plans to invade first Iraq and then Iran. Quoting this CENTCOM document, the broad national security interests and objectives expressed in the President's National Security Strategy, NSS, and the Chairman's National Military Strategy, NMS, form the foundation of the United States Central Command's theater strategy. The NSS directs implementation of a strategy of dual containment of the rogue states of Iraq and Iran, as long as those states pose a threat to U.S. interests, to other states in the region, and to their own citizens. Dual containment is designed to maintain the balance of power in the region without depending on either Iraq or Iran. U.S. CENTCOM's theater strategy is interest-based and threat-focused. The purpose of U.S. engagement, as espoused in the NSS, is to protect the United States' vital interests in the region, uninterrupted, and to secure U.S. allied access to Gulf oil. That's from a CENTCOM document that goes back to as far as 1995. Dr. Michael Chosudowski then continues, consistent with CENTCOM's 1995 sequencing of theater operations, the plans to target Iran were activated under Tehran in the immediate wake of the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Confirmed by William Arkin, the active component of the Iran military agenda was launched in May of 2003, quote, when modelers and intelligence specialists pulled together the data needed for theater level, meaning large-scale scenario analysis for Iran, unquote. That continues with the same Arkin article that was cited earlier. In October of 2003, different theater scenarios for an Iran war were contemplated. Quote, the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines have all prepared battle plans and spent 4 years building bases and training for Operation Iranian Freedom. Admiral Fallon, the new head of U.S. Central Command, has inherited computerized plans under the name Tehran, Theater Iran Near Term. This is quoting the New Statesman of 19 February 2007. Concurrently, the various parallel components of Tehran were put in place, including the Marines' concept of operations. We'll be back to look at that Chosudowski article a little further. Michael Schwartz will join us at 8 a.m., Barrett Tillman at 9 a.m. Stay tuned. This is Mark Dankos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. We'll be back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to be joined at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, by Michael Schwartz, who's going to be giving us some of the specifics of the president's surge policy in Iraq as that relates to the ongoing quagmire that's clearly going on in that country. And then at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, we're going to be joined by Barrett Tillman, the author of the newest addition to the Great General series, for Palgrave Macmillan, entitled LeMay, as in General Curtis LeMay. Looking forward to talking with Barrett Tillman about that book at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, as my father was acquainted with General LeMay many, many years ago in the Air Force. And this book is well worth your time in regard to understanding some very pivotal moments in American history, both in the Second World War as well as in the Cold War that followed. I'm going to mention something that I talked about in the first part of the show as well, and that is that Dr. Hesham Tilawi of CurrentIssues.tv is going to be joining the Republic Broadcasting Network as of this Saturday, the 3rd of March. I'll let you know when I have a time for that appearance, but that's going to be a regular thing on Saturdays for Dr. Tilawi, and it's going to be absolutely pivotal that you add him to your list of folks that you listen to on this show. I have learned a great deal from him in a very short period of time, and I was on his television show within the last couple of weeks talking about Christian Zionism. You can find Hesham Tilawi's program online at currentissues.tv. In his latest show last night, dealt in the first hour with an individual who had a great deal to say about the Illuminati and Freemasonry. That's something that I would like to explore on a further basis on this show, and I'm researching some guests to determine who might be among the best people to bring some information to the fore on that topic on this show. If you're listening to this and you have some specific ideas for some individuals that would be knowledgeable in this area, let me know as well. I'll certainly consider those requests. But I'd like to take a closer look at this whole business of the Illuminati and Freemasonry, because quite clearly there's a lot of information out there on these topics. I'd like to find really good information that corroborates some of the things that one hears from time to time on these issues. And that's going to be a project in the days ahead for this show. And hopefully we'll get some of that put together for you on a responsible basis in the next couple of weeks. But Dr. Hesham Tilawi joins us, the Republic Broadcasting Network, on Saturday, the 3rd of March. I'll let you know when I have a specific time for his regular show on this network on Saturdays. But take a look at currentissues.tv, and you won't be disappointed in regard to the information that will be regularly available to you, not simply with sound, but also a screen. I had never watched Internet television before on any prolonged basis until I looked at one of his shows the other night. It will be well worth your time. Getting back then to Dr. Michael Chasadovsky's article for Global Research that has been updated in the last 5 days, he is clearly indicating to the rest of us that Theater Iran near-term, or Tirant, T-I-R-A-N-N-T, there's the military again with the acronyms, that this thing is going to happen. It's being planned. William Arkin, of course, is one of Dr. Chasadovsky's sources for this article that we're taking a look at here this morning. Quite clearly, this whole business of Tirant seems to be taking place in conjunction with something that has come up time and again, both in Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative as well as other trusted paleo sources, talking about Con Plan 8022. This is something that involves the Strategic Air Command at Omaha, Nebraska, of course, which was created by General Curtis LeMay, the individual we'll be talking about later on this show today. And Con Plan 8022 is something that in June of 2004, Donald Rumsfeld told the Strategic Air Command they should be prepared to implement. It's a global strike plan. It includes Iran. And when you look at Con Plan 8022, it certainly would appear that it involves massive airstrikes against a multiple number of targets in that country, and that the whole issue that particularly becomes striking with Con Plan 8022, particularly in conjunction with the so-called Theater Iran near term, is the notion that Con Plan 8022 may in fact move us in the direction of utilizing tactical nuclear weapons in that country. That's a fairly scary idea, it seems to me, but that is clearly something that has come up time and again in the public discussion of what we know about this Con Plan 8022. Keep an eye on that in the days ahead. As you look at Michael Chasadovsky's article then for Global Research, which you can find at globalresearch.ca, there's something else that's very striking about it, and that is that the Pentagon may have in mind a second 9/11. Quoting Dr. Chasadovsky here, what is now being contemplated by Washington is an overwhelming use of military force in retaliation to Iran's alleged noncompliance. This, of course, is the pretext, the justification for waging war. The Pentagon has also contemplated retaliating against Iran in the case of a second 9/11 attack. We'll quote from Dr. Chasadovsky's article when we come back on Mark Dankoff's America, Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network, we'll have Michael Schwartz at 8 a.m., Baron Tillman of LeMay at 9 a.m. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, Michael Schwartz will be my guest to discuss the specifics of what's going on in Iraq and what's going on with the president's so-called surge policy. At 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, Barrett Tillman, the author of the new book, LeMay, in addition to the Great General series for Palgrove Macmillan, is going to be on to discuss General Curtis LeMay and Mr. Tillman's new book about him. I think that will be well worth your time if you want to understand some of the pivotal moments in the Second World War and have some historical context in regard to the life of General Curtis LeMay and the role that he played not only in World War II, but in the Cold War, in the way that American defense and foreign policy was being articulated in the days after 1945. Talking this morning a little bit about Dr. Michael Chosadovsky and his latest post for globalresearch.ca entitled Theater Iran Near Term or Tirant, there are a series of things that come to the fore in this article. And, of course, Dr. Chasadovsky has been a past guest on Mark Gankoff's America. And as I look through his latest effort, certainly in summarizing what we've looked at thus far, it's becoming increasingly clear that that Admiral William Fallon, who has been transferred as the SINCPAC chief, Commander-in-Chief Pacific Forces, leaving Pearl Harbor in Hawaii and suddenly showing up as the head of CENTCOM. We have never had a Navy admiral, as near as I can tell from what Pat Buchanan and others have said, who has ever been the head of CENTCOM. That's traditionally an Army command in terms of the person at its head. But in this juncture, we now have a Navy admiral transferring from SINCPAC in Hawaii, who suddenly becomes the head of CENTCOM. And his entire background, that of Admiral William Fallon, would certainly suggest that the reason that he's there is to conduct aerial operations from the sea and to secure sea lanes in and around the Persian Gulf region and the Strait of Hormuz. This certainly is suggestive of what we've been reading about in Dr. Chasadovsky's article today on a preemptive war that is deliberately being planned and has been since at least 2003 on the part of the United States against Iran, with or without the overt cooperation of Israel. Going to be fascinating to watch that one in the days ahead. But as we go through this global research post today by Dr. Chasadovsky, clearly he emphasizes this whole business of Tirant, theater Iran, near term, that it's going to involve the same sort of shock and awe blitzkrieg that we utilized in Iraq that has us in the mess that we are currently in, that in fact William Arkin, a former U.S. intelligence analyst, has been chronicling the specific plans of this theater Iran near term in recent years in an establishment publication like the Washington Post. So this is not being terribly well concealed in regard to what the folks at the Pentagon have been up to. That Tirant or theater Iran near term operation is being put together in conjunction with a contingency plan entitled Con Plan 8022. Con Plan 8022 is apparently, according to Mr. Arkin's research for the Washington Post, going to be carried out by the U.S. Strategic Air Command in Omaha, Nebraska, in conjunction with Tirant. And Con Plan 8022 specifically will involve massive airstrikes against all kinds of targets in Iran and may well involve the utilization of tactical nuclear weapons. This is something that has appeared from time to time, both in the Washington Post as well as Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative. So, again, this is something that's not being terribly well concealed on the part of the people either at Strategic Air Command headquarters in Omaha or the U.S. Central Command headquarters in Florida. So there you have a Tirant and Con Plan 8022 and the utilization of the same sort of strategy that was employed in March of 2003 against Iraq, only on a much wider basis, it seems to me, in regard to reading some of the specific things that William Arkin has indicated to the Washington Post are contained both in this theater Iran near-term document as well as with this 8022 plan that is coming out of the Strategic Air Command. So as we go on and look at the remainder of the article, of course, we've already discussed the potential significance of the new CENTCOM commander, Admiral Fallon, and what that may portend for the days that are ahead. And as we continue reading through the article, it's particularly striking that in regard to this whole situation, plenty of people are positing the notion that there may be, either in the Middle East generally, or Iran specifically, or in this country or in Europe, an incident that is linked to Iran, correctly or incorrectly, that involves the justification, real or imagined, for a preemptive American military strike against that country. Chasadovsky discusses this in some detail today at globalresearch.ca in regard to his article, Theater Iran Near Term. The section of the article you'll want to look at if you're following along with me this morning is entitled The Pentagon's Second 9/11. What is now being contemplated by Washington is an overwhelming use of military force in retaliation to Iran's alleged noncompliance. This, of course, is the pretext, the justification for waging war. The Pentagon has also contemplated retaliating against Iran in the case of a second 9/11 attack. Quote, a third plan, this is quoting the Washington Post again from the 23rd of April of last year, a third plan sets out how the military can both disrupt and respond to another major terrorist strike on the United States. It includes lengthy annexes that offer a menu of options for the military to retaliate quickly against specific terrorist groups, individuals, or state sponsors, depending on who is believed to be behind an attack. Another attack could create both a justification and an opportunity that is lacking today to retaliate against some known targets, according to current and former defense officials familiar with the plan. This plan details, quote, what terrorists or bad guys we would hit if the gloves came off. The gloves are not off, unquote, said one official, who asked not to be identified because of the sensitivity of the subject. The presumption of this military document is that a second 9/11 attack, which is lacking today, quote unquote, would usefully create both a, quote, justification and an opportunity, unquote, to wage war on some known targets, Iran and Syria, quote unquote. Chasanovsky then goes on in his post today for globalresearch.ca to discuss civilian targets. Press reports in the Middle East confirm that the planned airstrikes are by no means limited to Iran's nuclear facilities. Central Command Headquarters in Florida, CENTCOM, has already selected a comprehensive list of military and civilian targets. Industrial sites, civilian infrastructure, including roads, water systems, bridges, electric power plants, telecommunications towers, and government buildings are part of the assumptions underlying the blitzkrieg. And quoting the Gulf News of 21 February 2007, just a few days ago, quote, a single raid could result in 10,000 targets being hit, with warplanes flying from both the United States and the U.S. base in Diego Garcia, unquote. Meanwhile, the U.S. has been mustering support for its agenda following the holding of a regional security conference in the United Arab Emirates. Chasanovsky then goes on to discuss the whole possibility of a nuclearization of this war. Military planners are said to favor the use of conventional weapons. The use of tactical nuclear weapons, which are now part of the Middle East war theater arsenal, are not explicitly contemplated, at least in the first round of the U.S.-sponsored blitzkrieg. However, the fact that nuclear weapons are acknowledged as a possible choice in the conventional war theater is indicative that their use is an integral part of military planning. In November of 2004, the U.S. Strategic Command conducted a major exercise of a global strike plan, quote-unquote, entitled, quote, Global Lightning, unquote. The latter involved a simulated attack using both conventional and nuclear weapons against a, quote, fictitious enemy, unquote. Read that as Iran. Following the Global Lightning exercise, U.S. Strategic Command declared an advanced state of readiness. In this context, CONPLAN 8022 is the operational plan pursuant to the Global Strike Plan. It is described as, quote, an actual plan that the Navy and Air Force translate into strike packages for their submarines and bombers, unquote. CONPLAN 8022 is the overall umbrella plan for the sort of pre-planned strategic scenarios involving nuclear weapons. It is specifically focused on these new types of threats, Iran and North Korea, proliferators and potential terrorists, too, he said. There's nothing that says they can't use CONPLAN 8022 in limited scenarios against Russian and Chinese targets. This is according to Hans Christensen of the Nuclear Information Project, quoted in the Japanese Economic Newswire. As we go on with Chasanovsky's analysis, the use of tactical nuclear weapons is contemplated under CONPLAN 8022 alongside conventional weapons as part of the Bush administration's preemptive war doctrine. In May of 2004, National Security Presidential Directive 35, entitled Nuclear Weapons Deployment Authorization, was issued. While its contents remain classified, the presumption is that NSPD 35 pertains to the deployment of tactical nuclear weapons in the Middle East war theater in compliance with Con Plan 8022. For further details on the U.S. nuclear option, see Michael Chasadovsky's earlier article, Nuclear War Against Iran in January of 2006, and The Dangers of a Middle East Nuclear War in February of 2006, and Is the Bush Administration Planning a Nuclear Holocaust, also authored in February of 2006. This brings us then to the next section of Dr. Chasadovsky's piece entitled Theater Iran Near Term, updated just 5 days ago, and it deals with Israel. The section is entitled Israel in a State of Readiness. War preparations in Israel have been ongoing since late 2004. The Israeli Air Force would attack Iran's nuclear facility at Bushehr using U.S. as well as Israeli-produced bunker buster bombs. The attacks are slated to be carried out in three separate waves, quote, with the radar and communications jamming protection being provided by U.S. Air Force AWACS and other U.S. aircraft in the area. The bunker buster bombs can also be used to deliver tactical nuclear bombs. The B-6111 is the nuclear version of the conventional BLU-113. It can be delivered in much the same way as the conventional bunker buster bomb. That's the B-6111 as the nuclear version of the conventional BLU-113. According to a recent report in the London Sunday Times of the 7th of January, 2007, two Israeli Air Force squadrons are training to blow up an Iranian facility using low-yield nuclear bunker busters, according to several Israeli military sources. If Iran were to respond to U.S.-Israeli attacks in the form of targeted strikes on U.S. military facilities in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Gulf states, the war would escalate to the entire region. In this case, the U.S. could retaliate in the form of preemptive nuclear attacks on Iran using bunker buster tactical nuclear warheads. The most likely scenario is that Iran, in the logic of its own military planning, would indeed respond to the U.S.-sponsored attacks as well as deploy ground forces inside occupied Iraq. The next section of Dr. Chasadovsky's article for globalresearch.ca is entitled Naval Deployment. Three strike groups. The mainstream press has been talking about two. Chasadovsky again emphasizes that there are three strike groups, including the Stennis, the Eisenhower, and the Nimitz, that are being deployed in the Persian Gulf. According to the Gulf News, the Stennis strike group is now strengthening a high level of U.S. Navy presence in the Gulf. The Stennis and the carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower, already in the region, will soon be joined by the carrier Nimitz. This is from the Gulf News of 21 February, just a few days ago. According to British military sources, the U.S. Navy can put six carriers into battle at a month's notice. Next section of Dr. Chasadovsky's article for globalresearch.ca, entitled Theater Iran Near Term, is in turn entitled Redeployment of U.S. Troops. Confirmed by military sources, some 8,500 of U.S. troops are being redeployed from U.S. military facilities in Germany and Italy to Afghanistan and Iraq, both of which border on Iran. One assumes that they are being dispatched to the Middle East war theater in the eventuality that the airstrikes will lead into a ground war with Iran. The Pentagon, contradicting its own statements, has dismissed as ludicrous the press reports that the U.S. is planning an all-out attack on Iran in the near term. Meanwhile, Iran has launched a 3-day war game entitled Ektidar or Grandeur. These exercises, which involve naval, air, and ground forces, are larger than those conducted last summer. They are slated to take place in 16 out of Iran's 30 provinces. The stated objective is to establish a state of readiness to defend Iran in the eventuality of a U.S. attack. Next section of Dr. Chasadovsky's piece is entitled Vigilant Shield 07 War Games. From September through December of 2006, the U.S. conducted a new Cold War scenario of all-out war directed against Iran and its Cold War-era enemies. Entitled Vigilant Shield 07, the war games are not limited to a single Middle East war theater like Iran. They also include Russia, China, and North Korea. The details of the Vigilant Shield 07 exercise scenario is contained in a U.S. Northern Command or NORTHCOM briefing dated August of 2006, revealed by William Arkin again in a post with the Washington Post newspaper. The enemies are Irminham, read Iran, Namazi, read North Korea. Rubek, read Russia. Churya, read China. The details of this, Vigilant Shield 07, Road to Conflict, RTC, from 11 September to 15 October of 06. And Dr. Chasadovsky then goes on to discuss the specifics of that operation. Phase 1, or deployment, from the 4th through the 8th of December of 06. Discussion there, again, of the ongoing development of this practice, including probable ICBM preparation. As we go down the page, he discusses a phase 2, minus 42 days, with at least 7 posts there in regard to what was involved in that phase of the practice. Phase 2, minus 30 days. Phase 2, minus 10 days. Phase 2, minus 4 days. Phase 2, execution between the 10th and the 14th of December of 06, involving, again, as you look at that portion of the article, a series of involvements where the planners specifically incorporate the idea of utilizing intercontinental ballistic missiles and submarine-launched ballistic missiles. And finally, there's another thing that we need to discuss before Michael Schwartz joins us at 8 o'clock, and that's the complacency of Western public opinion, according to Michael Chasadovsky. You're listening to Mark Dankos America, coming live to you from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Michael Schwartz at 8 a.m. We'll be back.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
are back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning by a very fascinating fellow. This guy's name is Michael Schwartz. I'll say more about his biography when he's on with us as a guest. But he's going to be talking about what's going on over there in Iraq, militarily and politically, and what the implications are of this presidential surge plan for committing 21,500 additional troops into that area in both Baghdad as well as El Anbar province. And I would like to ask Michael Schwartz about some of the specifics in Michael Chosadovsky's piece today for globalresearch.ca entitled Theater Iran Near Term, to see what Mr. Schwartz thinks of it in conjunction with his own research in regard to this whole business of presidential surge policy in Iraq with the committal of these additional troops. But suffice it to say, as you look at what we've been talking about in Dr. Michael Chosadovsky's piece and read about Tirant or Theater Iran Near Term, Khan Plan 8022 for the Strategic Air Command, which specifically involves the advocacy of the utilization of nuclear weapons against Iran, National Security Presidential Directive 35, which is something called the Nuclear Weapons Deployment Authorization that has been issued by the President as a National Security Presidential Directive number 35, and then Dr. Chosadovsky talking about the B-6111, a nuclear bunker-busting bomb that apparently is being prepared for use against some of these specific targets, including Bushehr. We then come to the last piece of Dr. Chosadovsky's article, entitled The Complacency of Western Public Opinion. You know, it's funny, I was driving around last night in the southern part of San Antonio. That's where my church office is located, looking for a place to be involved in a traditional Lutheran church. Check out Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan, which is off of Pleasanton Drive, which is in turn off of Southwest Military Drive in the south part of town here in San Antonio. But I went into a store, an old record store, and the guys running this record store right on Southwest Military Drive look like countercultural types, but nice guys. I walked in, and of course, I look like a pretty conservative fellow. I look like the sort of guy who might buy an Eddie Arnold or Gene Autry album instead of many of the albums that these guys had for sale, but they were very courteous with me, and we were chatting. And lo and behold, they had these bumper stickers that had come from the 9/11 Truth Movement. And those bumper stickers were warning people about Bush and Cheney. They were warning about 9/11 being an inside job, and they were talking about preventing World War III by speaking out against a preemptive attack against Iran. You know what I did was I introduced myself to these guys and I said, you know, this is a place where left and right might meet. They said, what do you mean? I told them who I was, both with this network and my identity as a pastor. We shook hands. They said they were going to listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network in the future, so we'll see. But complacency of Western public opinion? Maybe what I saw last night in South San Antonio is an indication that that complacency is starting to disappear. We'll be back with Michael Schwartz after the break. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned.